Listen to this sentence and see if you notice anything wrong with it. The Country Inn is a hotel where every member and guest enjoy the beauty of the surrounding countryside. If the word enjoy seemed wrong to you, it's with good reason. Enjoys is the way to go with this sentence. Every member and guest enjoys the beauty of the surrounding countryside. But when you stop to think about why, it gets really interesting. Obviously, verbs are supposed to agree in number with their subjects. I enjoy, you enjoy, he enjoys, she enjoys, we enjoy, they enjoy. So the verb form with an S is singular, singular third person to be specific, he or she or it enjoys. The form that goes with a plural subject like they or we takes no S. It's they enjoy. But what's weird about our example sentence is that the subject is every member and guest. Coordinate subjects, that is subjects with the word and in them, take plural verbs. Joe enjoys pizza. Joe and Sarah enjoy pizza. My friend has some free time. My friends have some free time. Yet in every member and guest enjoys the beauty of the surrounding countryside, the singular verb enjoys works even though the subject is coordinated with and like a plural. What gives? Actually, it all hinges on one word, every. This one little word changes the nature of our subject. Here's how the American Heritage Dictionary explains the power of every. Every is representative of a large class of English words and expressions that are singular in form but felt to be plural in sense. This class includes, for example, noun phrases introduced by every, any, and certain uses of some. These expressions invariably take a singular verb. We say, every car has, not have, been tested. Anyone is, not are, liable to fall ill. So the word every makes the subject, in this dictionary's words, singular in form. Even though we know we're talking about multiple guests and members, after every, they're understood to be singular. After all, that's why it's every guest and member, and not every guests and members. To me, this is one of those cases where analyzing language may not be the best idea. Because when I think about why it's every guest and member enjoys, I get a little confused. But if I don't think about it at all, I instinctively know that's better than every guest and member enjoy. So it's all further proof that, for people who know the language well, your gut often is the best guide.